This is the F1 Advent Calendar 2012. Thank you for joining me as we recount the F1 season that's just finished in bite-sized moments. We're well into the second half of the calendar as the Asian leg kicked in, and today it's back to the action as we look at another race. This is Day 18, Japanese Delight. Going into the Japanese race weekend, the championship was still pretty close. Fernando Alonso kept his grip on the lead by almost 30 points, but Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen were both keen to chase him down and close the gap. Unfortunately for two of those, they were involved in a first-lap collision that hindered their efforts at the Suzuka circuit. Fernando Alonso qualified 7th, continuing to struggle bringing out pace in the Ferrari on a Saturday. Kimi Raikkonen was behind him in 8th, whilst Red Bull secured a front-row lockout with Sebastian Vettel ahead of Mark Webber. The McLaren drivers were split, with Jenson Button 3rd behind the Red Bulls, but Lewis Hamilton down in 9th, the Brit describing it as one of the most disappointing qualifying sessions of the year. Button ended up having a 5-place penalty for changing the gearbox, however, which put the two McLarens next to each other. Behind them, the two Mercedes cars were lacking speed, with Schumacher qualifying 13th and Rosberg 2 places behind. Bruno Senna was the driver knocked out in the first session alongside the new teams, finding himself held up by the Toro Rosso of Jean-Éric Vergne, who was later given a 3-place grid drop for the infringement. Race day dawned in glorious sunshine, which in itself is quite unusual for the Japanese GP, but there was still plenty of chaos into the first corner. Vettel had a great start, Webber did not. Kamui Kobayashi, who had benefited from Button's penalty to start 3rd on the grid, managed to sneak past the Australian and chase after Vettel in 2nd place. There were 3 separate incidents witnessed. Raikkonen and Alonso were battling for track space into the first corner, with the Lotus clipping the Ferrari and tipping Alonso into a spin that sent him off into the gravel and then back on track, facing the wrong way. In front of that collision, the other Lotus driver, Romain Grosjean, ran into the back of Mark Webber, which put the Red Bull into a spin and broke the front wing on the Lotus. Grosjean was given a 10-second stop-go penalty for causing the collision, which put him at the back of the pack. He finished the race last and 2 laps down. Finally, back on that first lap, Bruno Senna and Nico Rosberg collided, with Senna picking up a penalty for his trouble. Thankfully, everyone involved was unharmed, but crucially for the championship fight, Alonso was out of the race, and less crucially, Nico Rosberg too. Senna went on to finish 14th, Raikkonen up in 6th and Webber 9th. Up in front, Sebastian Vettel was looking unchallenged and easily secured victory, becoming the first driver to manage back-to-back wins in the unpredictable 2012 season. Felipe Massa had found some speed, put in some great laps and had a quick pit stop to allow him to leapfrog several drivers, moving him up to 2nd in the race. He crossed the line for a podium position, and behind him came home driver Kamui Kobayashi. The entire Sauber team were visibly emotional, with teary hugs on the pit wall as they secured their 4th podium of the season, Kobayashi's 1st, and achieved in front of the Japanese fans as well. Afterwards, Kamui spoke of the trophy position, saying, "The team has built a great car this year. You can tell this from the podium finishes my teammate has had. At times I was close to that as well, but I never had the luck. It means so much to me that it finally worked out. Maybe from now on, things will be easier." That's all for this episode of the F1 Advent Calendar 2012. Thanks for sticking with me through 18 days so far. We've got just 1 week left to cram in the rest of the season, so come back again and we'll see what event is next.